.org
also. You've been listening to Hemispheres. I'm your host, Joe Ritchie. Thank you so much for listening. And now, top of the hour, that means cabaret.
Good evening and welcome to the KGNU Cabaret, live music from the performance studio here at KGNU's 4700 Walnut Studios in Boulder every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8. We're very fortunate this evening to have songwriter John Laneson with us live for the hour from right here in Boulder County. Play a couple of John's songs and then we'll be back to chat a bit.
Some hideout somewhere in these mountains, tending a fire. He said, send you this message. Try to get through to you, no matter what they do to you. You've got to survive. I hang around a cantina. I am the stranger. Someone's life is in danger. I am the ace in the hole in this valley of struggle, this harvest of sorrow. These people have nothing and nowhere to go. Who betrayed you? He needed the money. He's right here among us. Someone in this room. Consuela stands by my side. She slips me a dagger. She points at Juan Pablo. I know what I'm to do. Black in the moonlight, I throw the knife in the river. I just could not kill that man, not for what he had done. I struck him hard by the roadside. I shouted above him, how could you betray them? One of their sons. Just before daybreak, this is how it will be. And we are coming with the sunrise. See the strength of the people. They won't try to fight us, and we'll set you free.
John Lainson on the, that's John Lainson on the cabaret. A tune called Brother McGill. Let's hear another one. John, I believe this one you're going to do is called Sangre de Cristo.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. After this one, we'll chat for a bit. It's the cabaret live on KGNU.
Little dead space here while I change out these harmonicas. Well, there's some men dig for silver, and others a pan for gold. They say in these hills and mountains there lies a mother lode. Well, mining is a passion only miners understand. When you strike that strain of silver or see a flashing in your pan, and if you're born to mine, you're mining all your life, working the hills by day and you dream of them by night. There's a fever in your blood, a fire that won't grow cold when you're digging the rocks for silver and panning the stream for gold. Oh, the sangre de Cristo's all the bones of many men, men who took to mine and never came down again. She'd make one man a fortune and claim a thousand souls, digging the rocks for silver and panning the stream for gold. Well, they lived in the clapboard houses or in a company tent, gambled away their money and drank whiskey to forget. When springtime was a-coming, they'd all pack up and go, digging the rocks for silver and panning the stream for gold. Oh, those sangre de Cristos hold the bones of many men, men who took to mine, never came down again. She'd make one man a fortune and claim a thousand souls, digging the rocks for silver and panning the stream for gold. Well, it was winter down in that valley back in 1891. Not a woman in the county, and the whiskey was all gone. And there were men that would talk of striking, they'd work in the hills no more. It got cold in Custer County and the roads were deep with snow. There's a foreman gave his orders, he laid off some of the men. He left town late one evening, no one ever saw him again. The company lost the payroll, no more credit at the store. So men took to carrying rifles, packing 44s. Oh, those sangre de Cristos hold the bones of many men, men who took to mine and never came down again. She'd make one man a fortune and claim a thousand souls, digging the rocks for silver, panning the stream for gold. Men again. She'd make one man a fortune and claim a thousand souls, digging the rocks for silver, panning the stream for gold. Digging the rocks for silver and panning the stream for gold.
Yep.
It's John Layson live on the Cabaret, KGNU's weekly program of live local music. Every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8. Hi, John.
Hey, Sam. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Okay.
Good to have you with us.
Nice
on
to
the
be
program.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been writing songs?
A while. Oh. Yeah. 40 years.
40 years, yeah. So we were talking before we went on the air. You lived in the Sangre de Cristos for a while, did you not?
I did. I did, yes.
Whereabouts?
It was a little town, Silvercliff, which is outside of Westcliff, so it's...
A suburban Westcliff, then.
Sits in the Wet Mountain Valley, down in southern Colorado, about 50 miles west of Pueblo.
Well, that must be a very different kind of living than Boulder County.
Oh, it's very different. There are no building codes down there. Or if they are, they've invented them recently, because there weren't when I was there, and it was... you could do... kind of what you wanted. Beautiful
so that
thing.
Yeah, so that song, like a lot of your songs, which is what I appreciate about you as a songwriter, one of the things is the storytelling and the in this case the mining history of that region, which I think we all know a little about, but how did you get onto that, and what inspired that song?
Well,
besides living there, I guess.
Yeah. Silvercliff's it came close to being the state capital when the state had its election for where the state capital was going to be. It was a huge mining town. There were about 10,000 people there, and the miners all voted, and they voted, and it came close to becoming the state capital, but
nearly beat out Denver. Really?
Yeah, it really did. Yeah, that's what they say. You know, but those same people also say that all the nutrients are at the end of the banana. So, you know, I don't know if that's any of this stuff is true, Sam, but it was told to me when I lived down there that that was the case. But
well, you know, both those songs we heard, the first one was called Brother McGill, also tells a story, I think, in a cinematic way. You know, I could see both those songs in a series of scenes, almost as if in a movie. So, and I really like story songs like that. I don't know if that's just a natural way you fell into writing, because there's all different kinds of approaches to songs.
Well, you know, I think the whole world turns on a phrase. I mean, if you find the right phrase, you can, you know, convince somebody to love you, you can make them forgive you. You know, there's just so many things that a good phrase will do, particularly if it rhymes. And so I don't know, just finding the phrase that leads to the image that lets people in to, you know, to use their own imagination and become part of some story that, I don't know, it gives us a sense of little different sense of, you know, who we are, where we are, and what we're doing. It's funny how music can just compel you in that way. So,
well, let's hear another one. This, the place we go to now is, I believe, if I am listening to the lyrics of this song correctly, the high desert of northern New Mexico. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I called this song when I first wrote it. I called it New Mexico, but lately I've been thinking of it more as Abiquiú, if you've ever been down around there. But you see these adobe structures that, you know, when you're on the highway passing by at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, and you see these things that places obviously where somebody lived and had a family maybe and put that lean-to addition on the side of it and were so happy about it and planted a garden. And and you wonder what happened, you know, and nobody's there now, and it's just going back into the ground. And so I really like that landscape, and I think it's beautiful. And so anyway, we'll do this tune.
To dust, burning sun all day, cottonwood out in the yard, a little gift of shade. The ditch out back is dry again, thank the Lord, the well is deep. The garden will provide again, it seems, to like this heat. Is it ever gonna rain again on this wind-blown farm? Life on the mesa, on these high desert plains. Darling, take a walk with me through the pinyons, the cedars and sage. Say an unexamined life is not worth the time it takes. Well, I never thought about it much, I just took it day by day. And now there's just the two of us, the kids all moved away. And darling, take a walk with me through the pinyons, cedars and sage.
Nice job.
I like that song,
Thank
John.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's John Langston and friend tonight on the Cabaret, and songwriter from Boulder County, performing live here on KGNU, listener-supported community radio. All right, let's do another one here in the Langston songbook. Sure Do Love You.
Sure Do Love You, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is another true story.
Really?
See, my baby's so doggone late, she wouldn't let me in. I said, honey, won't you hear me knocking? You know I'd love you by the shape I'm in. Oh, please open up your door. Don't make me wait for you no more. I sure do love you.
Well, I
sure do love you. Early in the evening when the sun will go down, I like to get my baby and we go downtown. Drink a little liquor till the joke and she'll snicker. Now, mama, it's a short way home. Open up your door. Don't make me wait for you no more. I sure do love you. Well, I sure do love you. I'm on your trail, I never let you go. You know I love you by the stars above you. Over and over I told you so. Oh, please open up your door. Don't make me wait for you no more. I sure do love you. I sure do.
Love You by John Lason, who is performing live even as we speak here.
With Sam Fuqua on the guitar here.
And boy, that
knocking it out. Yeah, and vocals.
So I'm just going to check my tuning a little, John, while, you know, for the instrument lovers who are in the audience, even if you're not a guitar aficionado, everybody appreciates a well-crafted acoustic instrument. You have a particularly unusual acoustic Gibson guitar that you are playing this evening. And I wonder if you could tell us what kind of guitar that is and, even better, how you acquired it. Because I think you referenced that story a bit ago. And how'd you get that guitar? Well,
oh,
I tuned.
I got this guitar from Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Roscoe was a character who lived in Boulder in the 1970s, who was a great, great musician, is a great musician, and whose whereabouts... shall remain a secret at his preference, I believe. Roscoe had a music store up in Netherlands called Roscoe's Music. And one day he showed up down in Silvercliff, and he had this guitar. And he said he bought it in either Arkansas or Missouri. And he had a guy here in town named Nugget who used to build banjos and was a great luthier. And he worked on the neck a little bit. So it's a 1942 Gibson. And I found out, doing a little research on it with Rob over at Rob's Music once, that they only made about 40 of these guitars that year. It was the beginning of World War II.
They call that a banner guitar?
It's a banner guitar. Yeah. And so it says on here, only Gibson is good enough. And it's got a bunch of teeth marks in it where people used to bite the end of it and hold their ears and I'd play it for them, you know. Gives you that big in-the-head sound of the guitar. And
did you trade Roscoe something for that?
Yeah, I did. There was a trade involved. There was an automobile, some perishables, some cash. maybe a bottle of whiskey or something. But yeah, it was a very elaborate trade between a couple of old friends, and I wound up with a guitar, and he wound up with a car. And I know I got the better deal. I really do. So Bob Dylan actually plays the same guitar.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it sounds great.
Yeah. What are we going to play
should
next?
Should we try this Tom T. Hall one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me just tune up to that.
A little tuning going on here.
Yeah. Sam is multiple tunings. Tune, so yeah. Now we get to turn the tables a little bit. So, Sam,
right.
How did you happen to get
in? John Langston and friend.
Tell us about
I'm
your
just
guitar.
The friend. Okay. Yeah. My guitar. Yeah. I'm playing my son Otis's Yamaha guitar. So.
Yeah, well, it's a good one. Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, well, you know, they make a good cheap guitar.
Yeah, they do.
So, Cabaret is heard every Tuesday evening, folks, from 7 to 8. It's open to local musicians of all styles and varieties. You can just go on the website. You'll find information on the cabaret. That's cabaret with a K. And you could come perform in the concert space here at 4700 Walnut, the cabaret room, as we call it. And we hope you will. John Langston, songwriter from Boulder County, is performing tonight, and we'll give him a short vocal break here. What was it? Love somebody enough, you follow them wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. And if you love somebody enough, you go where your heart tells you to go. That's how I got to Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you were my friend. And I gotta find her, find out what kind of trouble she's in. Oh, she used to get mad and she'd say she'd go back to Memphis one day. That's how I got to Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's how I got to Memphis. I love her so. And when I see her, I find out just why she had to go. And if you tell me that she isn't here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. And thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start crying. That's how I got to Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's how I got to Memphis. Yeah, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. Oh, yeah, that's how I got to Memphis.
Nice, Sam.
So that's a, nice. That's a great song by Tom T. Hall. Yeah, yeah, it was via Buddy Miller. All right, so back to the John Langston material here on the cabaret. I think I'm actually going to walk over to the bass, and if you'd like to introduce, it's yet another, it's a character study. It's a story told about a rodeo cowboy.
Oh, the rodeo cowboy. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yes, the rodeo cowboy. Well, what can we say about him? Where a man rides a beast is the whole deal there. And you meet these guys, particularly the bull riders. Fascinating concept, you know, for the 21st century. Get on something that weighs 1,500 pounds and try to stay on it. So, anyway, this is Westcliff always had a rodeo. As a lot of those towns do, and so you'd meet these characters, and this is a song about that. Well, I said, rodeo cowboy, with your spurs a-jingling, now get on in, ride that old bull till he'll stand still in the rain. Rodeo cowboy, you're gonna win it sooner or later, and grab a hole and slap that leather, make that outlaw sing. Many men have aged a lifetime on the back of a bucking bronco. Daylight between the saddle can be a long way to fall. And money for the winner, and whiskey for the loser, and another rodeo down the road a day or more. And I said, rodeo cowboy, with your spurs a-jingling, now get on in, ride that old bull till he'll stand still in the rain. Rodeo cowboy, you're gonna win it sooner or later, and grab a hold and slap that leather, make that outlaw sing. There's a demon in this bottle and a devil in that Brahma, and these rodeo women, Lord, I'll never understand. I drink a little whiskey, oh, so pretty. That devil in the old bull, he gonna kill me if he can. And I said, rodeo cowboy, with your spurs a-jingling, now get on in, ride that old bull till he'll stand still in the rain. Rodeo cowboy, you're gonna win it sooner or later, and grab a hold and slap that leather, make that outlaw sing. They're gonna wind up on the ground. And I said, rodeo cowboy, with your spurs a-jingling, now get on in, ride that old bull till he'll stand still in the rain. Rodeo cowboy, you're gonna win it sooner or later, and grab a hold and slap that leather, and make that outlaw sing. Grab a hold and slap that leather. Thought I would just milk the ending.
Hey, yeah, on the 1942 Gibson Banner guitar lick at the end. I enjoyed that. Yeah. It's a songwriter, John Lanson, who lives here in Boulder County. A number of the songs inspired by his time in the Sangre de Cristos. But John, you've told me the story of this next song a couple of times, and it's a great story, and it is true, and it is about your grandfather.
Oh,
so the,
okay.
The song is called Coquille River, which I believe is a river in southwestern Oregon that flows to the Pacific Ocean, as rivers in Oregon do. I'll let you get set up here with your capo and your tuning.
I think I'm ready.
All right. So,
Ooh, I'm not.
No, okay. Got a little tuning to do.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Well, it's the human geography of songwriter John Laneson this evening on the KGNU Cabaret. Listener-supported community radio. So, it's a song about your grandpa.
Yeah. My aunt died here a couple of years ago, and I went out to my shop to find a picture of her so I could light a candle, and I found a box there full of those precious things that we keep that we never look at. This came from my parents when I cleaned out their house, and it was full of stuff. And I found in there a newspaper article that was from 1924, which I knew was there but had never really read, and it was the story of my grandfather bringing a load of logs down the Coquille River in Oregon in November of 1924, and storm came up and the boom broke and the logs started going out to sea, and he went out with a tugboat to try to repair it, and after 2 days and two nights on the river working, as you can imagine men would do in that situation, they got the logs corralled, and then events conspired that Sunday morning about 6 o'clock. The tide went out, the winds abated, and it pressured the boom, and the captain, tugboat captain, said, "We've got to cast that line off or we're going to capsize." And so they threw the line off and it caught on the stern, flipped the boat, and three men went into the water, and he was drowned. And they never found his body, and my grandmother never talked about it. My mom was only 4 years old, so she never knew him. So nobody ever knew this guy. And I sat down and read that article that day, and suddenly somebody that was very close to me in blood and bone became known to me, but not in the flesh, and just in my imagination, which... I found began to loom larger than if I would have known the bag of bones. And so he became something for me. And my cousin told me that he was going to take his mom's ashes and put them in the Coquille River. And he also had our grandmother's ashes. He'd had them for 40 years, and he was going to put those in the Coquille River. And I thought, well, I'll take my mom's ashes out there and do the same thing. So essentially, that's where the family is, that nuclear family. So I wrote a song about it and then went out and put the ashes in and played the song to the river. And I got to get this harmonica working here. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention, didn't get my features lined up quite right. So here we go.
So, but the family had a... group scattering of the ashes of your grandfather and your mom?
No, I did it by myself.
Oh, you did it by yourself.
My cousin
went
out there and took care of that business with his family. Mm-hmm. So... Newspaper story, 1924. A man drowned on a river on the Oregon coast. Picture torn in half, two or three more, and just a few stories, and just no way to know. He was a husband and a father, good friend too, a man to get the job done, and there was always work to do. In those logging woods, it's got to be done right. It's an unforgiving business, a mistake can't
can cost a life on that river. Coquille River. Papa's coming home. There's timber on the river. They said there was a storm. Lace on the window, all in the path of harm. Years together, three babes left in arms by that river. Tomorrow you don't know any other way. He always had a piece of candy hidden somewhere in his clothes. A goodbye kiss in the morning, and he never came home from that river, Coquille River. How can we miss what we never had? It was a story just too sad to be told, to pass down about that river, Coquille River. Just a few ashes caught up on the wind, falling on the water all together once again in that river, Coquille River.
Sound like the tugboat.
I just have to get that tugboat sound in there at the end. Hey, I love that song, man. That's a great story.
Thank you. I really appreciate your playing it with me. I really like what you do on it. And I like that bow at the end.
The bow is the tugboat. So this is John Laneson, who's performing live from the cabaret room here at KGNU, as somebody does every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. on listener-supported community radio, live local music on the KGNU Cabaret. And you want to do Humboldt Mountain, John? Can you do that one?
Sure. Humboldt Mountain.
What do we need to know about Humboldt Mountain?
Well, up on Humboldt Mountain. It's where Marble Caves are. And they're the highest caving system. It's in down in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. It's the highest caving system in North America. And it is the repository for the gold, supposedly, that the Aztecs mined 1,000 years ago on Spanish peaks and stored it up there in Westcliff. And in 1936, there was a spelunking expedition from the Colorado Spelunking Society, sponsored by the Rocky Mountain News, and they went down there. And they went into that cave, and they found all kinds of conquistador evidence and mining stuff and so on. The conquistadors had convinced the Ute Indians that they were safe to go up there and get that gold out of there. And anyway, this Humboldt Mountain, but this is a different. This isn't about that.
Oh, really?
This is just about the mountain.
Okay, well, that's a good story though.
I kissed my baby till her heart was thumping. She said, hold me, daddy, don't let me go. I'm going up on Humboldt Mountain, in that yonder mountain range. I'm going up on Humboldt Mountain, and I may not be down again. Whoa, whoa. Well, I went fishing up on Humboldt Mountain. I caught me this fish about as big as a man. He took the hook and the line started running from the Rocky Mountain to the Rio Grande. Well, up stepped a warden. He said, son, you're over the limit. I got to run you in. Well, he blinked twice and I ate my supper. I said, hey, warden, I'm legal again. I'm going up on Humboldt Mountain in that where the coyotes howl by the light of the moon. A two-bit job in a world full of trouble. If I ever go back, it won't be soon. I'm going up on Humboldt Mountain in that yonder mountain range.
It was good. It's like
just
Humboldt Mountain. It was a trip up there.
Confused. Started thinking about
something.
That's
all right. Hey, I like that one. It's peppy. How about, we should do Guatemala. And,
okay.
I've never asked you about this song, but I imagine it stems from a trip you took to Guatemala.
Yes, I went down there a few times on an adventure. I was with my cousin, and we were in the highlands on our way to Chichicastenango and all that. And actually, wound
are these
up in
Mayan sites?
Those are marketplaces. Huehuetenango and Chichicastenango and Todos Santos. And we got on this bus, and it was crowded. Got on. lucky to get seats and thought, well, this is okay. And then more people got on, and then more people got on, and we finally got to the point where it was just packed with people, and then more people got on, and then there were chickens, and just it was amazing. And I had this guitar with me, and I was able to hold it straight up and play it. And there just seemed to be kind of a rhythm, I don't know, that was going on, so that inspired me in this song. And my cousin said something about that every time he left Guatemala, he had a longing to return for things. He just had this, and the phrase came out, had a longing in his heart, and that phrase stuck with me around this tune. So...
In the mountains.
They are burning sugar cane. You can see the fire from the road. In the plaza, they come and go, and they'll sell you what they made in the colors of the heart and of the soul. Well, I have been away, soon I will return. There's a longing in my heart for many things. Time and time again, it doesn't matter what we say.
Guatemala, John Lanson. You want to do that Kate Wolf song?
Yeah, let's okay. do that.
Kate we'll just Wolf song. Move over to another location.
And we'll just take it out with
okay.
that.
Okay. Huh?
Well, this has been a lot of fun, and I've really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for playing along here with me. And
Hey, well, let me just say that the cabaret happens every week, Tuesdays at 7, live music, local music. Contact us if you or you as a individual musician or your band would like to play. The producer and chief engineer is George Figgs. Our engineer tonight, Jake Edelstein. They're a great team, and they're here to help you make live music on Tuesday evenings. It's a listener-supported station, and it's a community resource, KGNU. So if you are a member of the station, thank you for making everything we do possible. And how's this?
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I've been walking in my sleep, counting trouble instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, oh, I can't say. I just turned around and they're gone. I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books in the yellowed pages. Tell a story I used to know, one that happened so long ago. Gone away like yesterday, find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction.
across the great divide. I heard the owl calling just as the night was falling, with a question and I replied, but he's gone across the borderline, gone away like yesterday. Myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great hour that I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day, when the darkness rolls away, gone away like yesterday. And I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide, where the rivers change direction.
All right, that'll do it for the KGNU Cabaret. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock. Danielle is ready to bring you the whole range of Latin music on Corriente. This is listener-supported KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Del amor.